hymn number 349, Appendix P, Face to Face, 349. Welcome the brethren to the second day of our convention, and we hope that we receive great blessings which are in store for us according to the Father's promise. Now above my head on the rostrum we have a theme text, Walk as Children of Light, Proving What is Acceptable unto the Lord. Now in accordance with the Apostle's exhortation and paying heed to what he's telling us, we're going to open our service, as is usual the custom, with a devotional ministry, and we want to urge the brethren to pay more attention than usual to this service. You know, generally, if we're familiar with something, we tend to lose esteem for it. It becomes less estimable in our opinion. But we want you to pay strict attention as we have the vow read to us, the morning resolve, and also the manna text and comments. And for this service, we have first Brother Dick Stewart, who's going to read the resolve, and then Brother Bob Gray, who will read the vow, and Brother Tom Malinowski will read the text, morning manna text and comments. Brother Stewart.
My earliest thought I desire shall be, what shall I render unto the Lord for all his benefits toward me? I will take the cup of salvation and call upon the name of the Lord for grace to help. I will pay my vows unto the Most High. Remembering the divine call, gather my saints together unto me, those who have made a covenant with me by sacrifice. I resolve that by the Lord's assisting grace, I will today, as a saint of God, fulfill my vows, continuing the work of sacrificing the flesh and its interest, that I may attain unto the heavenly inheritance in joint heirship with my Redeemer. I will strive to be simple and sincere toward all. I will seek not to please and honor self, but the Lord. I will be careful to honor the Lord with my lips, that my words may be unctuous and blessed to all. I will seek to be faithful to the Lord, the truth, the brethren, and all with whom I have to do, not only in great matters, but also in the little things of life. Trusting myself to divine care and the providential overruling of all my interests for my highest welfare, I will seek not only to be pure in heart, but to repel all anxiety, all discontent, all discouragement. I will neither murmur nor repine at what the Lord's providence may permit, because faith can firmly trust him, come what may.
A vow unto the Lord. Our Father, which art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. May thy rule come into my heart more and more, and thy will be done in my body, my mortal body. Relying on the assistance of thy promised grace to help in every time of need, through Jesus Christ, our Lord, I register this vow. Daily will I remember at the throne of heavenly grace the general interests of the harvest work, and particularly the share which I myself am privileged to enjoy in that work, and the dear co-laborers everywhere. I vow to still more carefully, if possible, scrutinize my thoughts and words and doings to the intent that I may be the better enabled to serve thee and thy dear flock. I vow to thee that I will be on the alert to resist everything akin to spiritism and occultism, and that remembering that there are but the two masters, I shall resist these snares in all reasonable ways as being of the adversary. I further vow that with the exceptions below, I will at all times and in all places conduct myself toward those of the opposite sex in private exactly as I would do with them in public in the presence of a congregation of the Lord's people. And so far as reasonably possible, I will avoid being in the same room with any of the opposite sex alone, unless the door to the room stand wide open. Exceptions in the case of brethren, wife, children, mother and natural sisters. In the case of sisters, husband, children, father, and natural brothers.
Today, May 25, manna text from Romans 12:21. Be not overcome of evil. The comment: we are never to take up or to use evil words or methods or manners. To do so is temporarily to join the enemy, or to admit that his implements and methods are better than those of the captain to whom we belong. To answer anger with anger, evil report with evil report, bitter words with bitter words, slander with slander, and persecution with persecution, blow with blow, or any of these would be to endeavor to overcome evil with evil. This, which is natural to our fallen natures, is what we are commanded to avoid, that we may the more thoroughly cultivate the new nature. To be misled by the adversary, to use his methods in any of these ways, is to be overcome by evil. Romans 12:21, be not overcome of evil.
The morning resolve and the vow and the mana text, particularly this day, is, we can readily see, is most appropriate to help us to be equipped as children of light. It's like the apostle says in the following verse after 10, that is shown here, and have no fellowship with the unfruitful works of darkness, but rather reprove them.